Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mental Power Hour, folks. This is T. LaVon Lawrence broadcasting live from the Everett Public Library just north of Seattle, the main branch. This week's show has a lot of meaning to me, and it's such a deep and profound show. I'm going to actually do something that I normally don't do. And what I'm going to do is actually read some excerpts from a piece I wrote regarding this week's subject. I'm going to tell you that from my experience as a mental fitness trainer, one of the most challenging tasks that I have to do on a daily basis is to actually get my clients, to get you, the listener, and whoever I'm training at the NeuroSculpting Training Studio, to actually remember what it is that you want in life. There's nothing scarier than for me to sit there and have someone paying me hundreds of dollars to be able to help them achieve what it is they want to achieve. And as I'm speaking to them, I can clearly observe that they cannot even remember what it was that they wanted even a week prior when I got done talking to them. Over and over again, I do this on a daily basis, I will ask a client to remind me what it is that they told me that they wanted, and they can't remember. I will ask them about the details. I'll ask them about some of the tasks that I ask them to do to make sure that they forge the memory of what they want, in an even stronger way. They don't remember it. I'll even remind people what it is that they told me they wanted because I write it down. I keep detailed notes, and they'll look at me like I'm a fool, like they cannot remember, and I'll have to give them so much information just to get something to click in their mind. So, and then it comes back and they say, oh, yeah, that's right. Folks, there's nothing scarier than watching a human being to watch their dreams die on the vine. And they have absolutely no choice in saving themselves from that except to train themselves to be able to realize that there are forces in their mind, in your mind, that will keep you from achieving what it is you really want simply because you can't remember. The mind shifts and it changes from moment to moment, your thoughts, your emotions, your desires. And the big problem is a normal and natural, though unfortunately uncontrolled, mental habit that I call thought warpage. I haven't seen it mentioned in much of psychological literature, only in a few places, and it has a couple of different names. But the main idea is that your thoughts and your emotions and your desires and your mental state shifts from moment to moment. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read some of the excerpts from the piece I put together, and the reason I'm doing this is because it's such a profound and deep subject. I want you to pay attention to what I tell you. When this show goes in the archive, you'll be able to pull it back out, and you'll be able to listen to these excerpts, and you'll begin to get a better understanding of what I'm telling you. Every single one of us has had the misfortune of having a great idea, a worthy aim that should reshape us, that could reforge who we are as a human being and put us on a whole new life level, fade from all sight and notice until it can't even be called a memory. Things that you dreamed about years ago, sometimes months ago, and for some of you even weeks ago, you cannot even recall the fact that you had the dream. Things that you wanted to do, things that you wanted to be, have been totally replaced by other things. And it's a disaster, because if you could only just keep your mind focused on the one thing and keep it focused there from moment to moment, from hour to hour, day to day, you would be able to achieve the thing you want. But that's not the way the human mind is naturally arranged. You have to actually work your mind, train your mind. You engage in mental fitness activities that will give you the mental strength necessary to hold your attention and your thoughts and your emotions on target. Now, again, every single one of us has experienced this. I've experienced it. It used to be really, really bad with me. Back in the day when I was actually diagnosable with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, I recounted the story where I was able to look into a file cabinet and find myself with over 100 folders of great ideas that I knew in each and every single instance that I was going to carry through to fruition, and not a single one did I do that. I was a professional mind changer. And that's the problem with most of us, and we don't even realize that it's happening. So most of us have had this problem. Most of us have had dreams and desires that we can't even remember. We allow events, situations, and people we encounter along the path to change us, to get us off course, to move from side to side. And a lot of times we get so far off course we can't even remember that we are on the path in the first place. Worse, many of us are victimized by constantly racing thoughts and physical impulsiveness that keeps us running in circles rather than moving in a straight line. The problem is a lack of well-developed mental focus, which is the mental discipline of aligning your habitual thoughts, your emotions, your impulses, and your resulting actions with the objective held relentlessly in mind, mercilessly. That means when other people come to you and other influences and situations, your objective takes first priority. And some people don't like that, understand that. And that's one of the reasons that some people just give up on their dreams because of the influence of other people in other situations and social influences. When you have it relentlessly in mind, you're maintaining it in defiance of the natural mental habit of thought warpage and every other form of distraction from moment to moment, from day to day, from week to week, year to year. It takes a lot of mental strength. It's something you have to train for. Now, here's the secret. What you feel from moment to moment switches 1,000 times a day as unrelated thoughts and concerns and their associated emotional feelings take up space on the stage of your mind. You can only hold one major object on the space on the stage of your mind at one time. Right now, you might want to be a ballerina. Next hour, you won't even remember it because you've gone through so many different thoughts and emotions during that time. Whatever you had on stage the hour before is gone, wiped away, replaced, displaced by something entirely different. It takes discipline to hold that, to hold it on the stage of your mind. So without strong mental focus, your aim gets replaced by other things on the stage of your mind. You start giving attention to the things that are on the stage of your mind. Whatever you're attending to right now is the most important thing in the world. It's the only thing you know at the moment, unless you have a powerfully good memory or a good habit that brings you once again back into connection with the thing you wanted. Your idea, your feeling, your intent, and your desire become weaker over time. It begins to fade, and everything that you had as an intent, as a desire, begins to be washed away and replaced by an objective that had nothing to do with what you wanted. Just as though your dreams and your goals were written in the sand on the shoreline and the beach waves just came and washed it away. And incredibly enough, it's natural. Your ability to keep your mind focused is not the easy path. It's something that goes against the grain. It's like the same way you can't lift a 500-pound weight unless you get in the gym, become a professionally trained bodybuilder or a weightlifter. You have to do something that most people cannot do. And again, I want to remind you, whatever replaces your desire, your intent, your goal, your objective on the stage of your mind becomes your goal, even if it has absolutely nothing to do with what you initially wanted. So you have to develop certain skills to be able to ensure that doesn't happen. Your dreams, your goals, your objectives that can finally get you where you want to go in life are slaughtered by a simple trick of imagination. And that habit can be eliminated by employing the very same tools of imagination that resurrect any dream that has been slipping from the stage of your mind. With the skillful use of your ability to think creatively at will, you can write your goals and dreams and plans in the sand and carve them into obdurate stone, never to be removed, never to be washed away, never to be forgotten. So instead of having ideas and dreams and goals that get replaced from moment to moment, from hour to hour, if you can develop your attention skills, your concentration skills, you can literally hold on to it the way of a track runner in a meet holds on to the baton and won't let it go. So those are the skills you need to do. Your key to resurrect. Now, if you've had a dream in the past and you know you've let it go, you can resurrect it. You can bring it back, but you're going to need these same skills. You can prevent your goals from ever being swept away in the tides of life. And the way you do that is you're going to train yourself not only to be mentally clear on what you want, but you want to constantly hold and manage your objective center stage in your mind. You can learn to be so connected with your goal that everything you actually do moves you forward to the target. When your mind is made up, when your mind is unchanging like stone, yet totally relaxed, the road to victory begins to unravel its mysteries as your brain's own creative resources kick in to reveal the paths you never would have perceived prior to setting your definite course. Because of this heightened creativity brought on by a sheer increase in cognitive interest, you'll benefit from absolute inflexibility in your objective along with absolute flexibility in your approaches. You'll find a wellspring of inner strength and a sense of peace you never knew because your mind, once given to your goal, totally without any interference, is relaxed and in a state of peace because you know you're going to get what you want to do and you know that every action that you do is fulfilling your life purpose. So, greetings from beautiful Everett, Washington. This is the Mental Power Hour. I'm your host, T. LaVon Lawrence, NeuroSculpting Certified Mental Fitness and Brain Training Consultant, author and designer of the most recent iteration of the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training System for improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger willpower. When you get a chance, visit our Blog Talk Radio page and click on the Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace links to befriend us and help get the word out. On today's show, mental focus moving straight to your target. We're going to talk about the problem of thought warpage, how it gets in the way of your ability to efficiently achieve your goals. We're going to talk about some signs that uncontrolled shifting thoughts and wandering attention may be a major obstacle for you. We're going to review some of the basics of the nature of attention. We're going to review some of the basics of the nature of a thought, and we're going to discuss how controlling thought contributes to better mental focus and prevents the problem of thought warpage. Finally, we'll talk about a training path to eliminate thought warpage as a problem and set you on a straight, efficient course to achieving any objective. You can call in during the show to ask questions and get advice. The phone number to call is 347-884-9397. And, of course, you can contact me personally at the NeuroSculpting Training Studio. The number is 904-638-3851. Next week's show, we'll talk about controlling your thoughts, thoughts control skills for successful living and the higher life. The Mental Power Hour is brought to you by the NeuroSculpting Training Studio for the life-changing development of mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger willpower. Visit the studio at www.neurosculpting.com. That's NEURO-sculpting.com. And now for the big disclaimer. The information we provide on the Mental Power Hour is for educational and entertainment purposes only. We do not claim nor suggest you ignore the advice of legitimately qualified mental health care professionals. If you feel you may have a serious mental health issue, you should consult your doctor. Folks, this week, I know I'm talking a bit fast, but I've got a ton of information I need to give you, and I make sure I get it out in the time allotted. Now, in order to keep yourself moving in a straight line when pursuing your goals, in order to keep from veering right or left of course, in order to achieve your goals in the shortest amount of time possible, you must grow familiar with four major factors involved in strong mental focus. The first thing you need to become familiar with and get skills in is attention. You must acquire attention control skills. And I'm not talking about the average daily variety of being able to sit down and watch TV or pick up the newspaper or go to class and look at a book and not get thrown out of class. I'm talking about superior attention control skills to be able to direct your attention anywhere you need to for as long as you need to with as much intensity as you need to. The second thing you need to be able to master is thought. You need to acquire thought control skills. I have one show in the archive you can listen to on thought control, plus next week I'll have another show on controlling your thoughts. The third thing you need to be able to master is mental concentration. You have to build the power of concentration. If you can't control the direction and the activity of your own mind, you will never achieve your goals in a straight line, if you ever achieve them at all. And the fourth thing you need to be able to become familiar with and consciously cognizant of is the phenomenon of thought warpage, to be able to detect it and to be able to prevent it when it comes to your goals, when it comes to your thoughts and emotions in a habitual way. You have to be able to hold yourself steady on the stage of your mind, one thing and one thing alone, as long as it needs to be there. Now, I'm going to give you 10 signals to watch out for indicating that you may have a problem staying on course with your goals. Daydreaming and fantasizing as an escape mechanism. People whose minds wander into imagination much of the day, and for many people it's as much as 40, 50% or even more of your day, people who have a habit of daydreaming do not control thought warpage. if you escape your daily grind by going into your mind, fantasizing about where you want to be and who you want to be with and the situations you wish you were in, you do not have the strong ability to set a goal and clarify a goal and hold that goal on the stage of your mind for as long as you need to in order to move to that goal in a straight line. You don't have the habit because the habit you do possess is one of wandering attention. You daydream too much. If that is a habit of yours, and for most of the folks listening to this show, and I've talked to you, I know what you're going through. It's something you need to be able to reduce or eliminate from your life. Another signal, entertainment seeking. If you watch a lot of TV, if you, and I know this sounds strange, if you listen to a lot of music to distract yourself from the way you feel, the boredom of your job or boredom of the tasks you need to do, that may be a problem. And I'll get into that maybe sometime later, but some of you have spoken to me on the phone and I've explained why that can be a problem. Anything you use as an escape mechanism to make yourself feel differently because you don't like the way you feel when you're engaged in a task or engaged in work is a problem. Now, another signal, consistent anxiety, stress, inner turmoil, and other negative emotional patterns. If you are consistently in a state of inner conflict, worry, concern about the past and the future, that sort of thing, concern about dealing with other people, if you're not confident, if you feel bad about yourself and your life, this is an issue, and it's a sign that you're not in control of your thoughts and emotions enough to be able to hold anything on the stage of your mind for any good length of time. If you have habitual uncertainty, if you suffer from indecision, self-doubt, and worse, if you suffer from something, and this is going to require training for you to detect this in the same way that you need to be able to detect thought warpage, if you have a problem with deciding that you're going to do something or wanting and desiring to achieve a certain thing in your life, and then you turn around, somehow you tell yourself no, or you hesitate, or you procrastinate on it, which is a thought-based reaction. There's something in your mind that's keeping you from doing it. You're suffering from something I call inhibiting thought patterns. When we discuss the nature of thought, you'll understand it better, but you have an idea, and it's a positive, inspiring idea. I say you want to be a ballerina. The very next thought after that is an inhibiting thought that says you can't do that. No, you can't achieve that goal, or you don't have the resources, you don't have the money, you don't have the ability, you don't have the talent, you don't have the education. Whatever you think of that would move you in the direction of something that you really want, the inhibiting thought has the absolute opposite effect in that it disengages you, it disconnects you from that feeling and replaces it with a deadening feeling, a sense of hesitation, of lack, of inability. And if you have that problem, that's something that signals that you won't be able to move on a straight course if you're able to move at all. You must fix that. So another signal, failure to carry out consistent action. And I know you know what I'm talking about. The inability to carry out consistent action on a forward path to any goal and forward momentum is a sign that your thoughts and your emotions and your impulses are not aligned to be able to take you along that straight course. If you're easily influenced and distracted by other people, you've got a problem there. If you continue to dwell on the past or have pessimism about your future, it means you're not controlling your thoughts, and of course, if you're not controlling your thoughts, you have no possible way to walk a straight course. If you have weak control over your immediate attention, if you don't have the ability to concentrate, then you don't have the ability to focus. If you have an inability to clarify your objectives in solid details, this is one of the biggest issues that I have when I'm training people. I will ask a person, do you know what you want in life? Normally the immediate answer is, oh yeah, of course. Okay, tell me what you want. They give me a general idea. I say, that's fantastic. Now I want to know in detail what it is that you want to do or be or become. That's when people start to hesitate. They have a general idea, a feeling perhaps, but they don't have an absolute clear objective. And I've spoken to someone recently who really has her act together, but when I asked her, okay, I want to know what it is you want to do. I've got a long explanation, a general explanation of what's going, you know, what the future might be. I ask, okay, so what is that? What is it that you're going to do? And the essential outcome is, I ask, do you have that written down? Do you have it in detail? Do you have all the steps clarified on how to get there? And the reason I ask that question is because a human being who has that already figured out has had to expend the necessary time giving attention to the thoughts and the goal itself, which actually programs the subconscious mind to come up with creative ways to get there. A person can't come up with a major goal and then all the steps suddenly align for them and show themselves on paper. You have to actually turn your attention to figuring out how to get there. Sometimes you have to do research. Sometimes you have to go to the library or buy a book or talk to someone who's actually been there. The mind must be focused on it. And if a person tells me that they don't have it down in detail, I know they haven't focused their mind on it the way that they should. So in any training session, that's one of the first questions I ask. And then in the next session or in the next phone call, guess what I'm going to ask? I'm going to ask them about the goals and the things we talked about in the previous session. And most of the time, I detect the problem of thought warpage because what I'm dealing with is mental habits. Mental habits. This is a thought warpage, emotional warpage, warpage of entire mindsets. These are mental habits that have to be overcome if a person is going to walk a straight line. So the main problem, thought warpage. It's a natural but uncontrolled tendency for your thoughts to shift from moment to moment. And it causes your desires, your concerns, your emotions to shift correspondingly. Whatever thought you're having right now in this moment is coupled and married to particular emotional states. Whether you're having a dark thought, a positive thought, inspiring thought, a fearful thought, it has emotion locked to it. An hour from now, if I were to come to you and you were having a specific thought, I would be able to determine what emotion you're having right then. I would ask you right then, do you remember what thought and emotion you were having an hour ago? And most likely you're not going to remember. You'd have to think mighty hard. And the thought and the emotion that you were having an hour before would have had to have been very, very intense, very, very meaningful for you to be able to even recall the fact that you had it. But the important point is, an hour later, I come to you, and your mind has already changed on you. Your entire mindset has changed. Not only has your mindset changed, but your subjective experience of life has shifted from an hour before. And if you're the kind of person who from moment to moment shifts thoughts constantly and your emotions are shifting, that means your subjective experience of life is shifting from moment to moment also. So that when you go through your day, whatever you wanted when you woke up, whatever goal you set for yourself, whatever desires you had, the mindset, the determination you had to bring it through, at the end of the day, it's gone. Why is it gone? The one habit, thought warpage. And if you can correct that, if you can keep your mind from shifting constantly from moment to moment, if you can go against the grain of nature and build yourself a set of mental muscles that can hold your mind still on an object, then you will have that fixed. You will move in a straight line, and you'll get there as fast as humanly possible for you, depending on your own talents and your own knowledge. So, for just a moment, I'm going to go over the nature of attention. Now, you can go back into the archive shows, and I've got plenty of shows that talk about the nature of attention. And the reason I need to go over the nature of attention is because I'm going to also review just briefly the nature of thought, because the two married together give you your experience that determine what your emotions are going to be, which determine what your impulses are going to be, which, of course, what you feel like doing is what you're going to do at any moment. And nobody can tell me, well, I did this other action that has nothing to do with my goals, but that's not what I wanted to do. Folks, it's what you want to do because that's where your mind was. So attention is your ability to direct your perception onto a certain target. And, of course, it has to be done consciously because so many of us have what I call robotic, automatic attention skills. You, matter of fact, you may as well not even call them skills. What kind of skill does it take to live an ordinary life and have your attention taken up by news media, by television, by friends speaking? Anybody has that sort of attention. You may as well call that perception. The type of attention I'm talking to is your conscious, purposeful ability to direct your attention onto any target, anytime, hopefully for as long as you need to. This is called voluntary attention. Involuntary attention is of no interest to me. Everybody has that. Now, attention is tied directly to your senses, your eyes, your ears, your taste buds, your smell. All of these things are antennas for your attention. And you can listen to a conversation on the other side of the room, or you can listen to a conversation of someone right there in your head, or you can even imagine a conversation going on in your own head. You can see across the room. You can see someone directly in front of you. You can look at a small spot on your skin. All these things are antennas that you use to direct your attention from point to point. So you know that your attention is your consciously, purposefully directing your senses onto a target, hopefully for as long as you want to. Because, you know, most of us know that we have some weakness in attention. It takes training to develop those kinds of mental muscles. Now, let's talk about the nature of a thought. Thought is a 3D representation, a signal in your own brain. And I say 3D, three-dimensional, because thought is an image, an impression in your head. Even if it's a sound, I still call it an image. It's an impression. Okay, and it's three-dimensional because it replicates reality. We're subjective creatures, and you know that. You can take an example of yourself daydreaming. When you're in a daydream, it's like you're in the world itself. You can feel things, you can smell things, you can taste things, you can hear things. Thought is a 3D representation of your own senses. That is the nature of a thought. Now, a thought, of course, can have whatever content that you want in it. And for most of us, because we have uncontrolled thought, the content that we have, we don't have any choice over it. But when you begin training, of course, you can determine the nature of your own thoughts. You can determine the own content of your thoughts. Your attention can be directed, of course, around the external world. But you can also direct your attention onto your own inner world, your emotions, and your thinking. The main power in the neurosculpting system is to train you to take your attention, of course, around the external world, but more importantly, to be able to direct your attention onto your own thoughts and emotions. When you have that ability to be able to take stock and inventory of your own thoughts and emotions, that gives you an advantage that most people don't have. It gives you the ability to actually change, to actually affect and adjust your own thoughts and emotions. Now, undisciplined thought habits changed by use of power of concentration, and I've already got shows in the archive on mental concentration. You can go and listen to them at your leisure. Undisciplined thought habits can be changed by using the power of mental concentration. Mental concentration is the intense direction of attention onto whatever target that you want it to. Concentration is not simple attention. Concentration really involves consciousness of your being aware, of your being purposeful in what you're doing with attention, and most people do not operate in a state of concentration. Most people simply operate by mental habit. If someone is sitting down and they're reading a book, most of the time, 99% of the time, if it's an average human being, they are not actually concentrating. They're actually relying on mental habit. Concentration is a consciously developed set of skills. So, what you'll need to be able to do is to be able to concentrate your attention on the ability to create your own thought, concentrate on your attention on the ability to hold that thought, and then be able to concentrate your attention on defying whatever influence would cause you to let go of that thought. This is the essential path to solving the problem of thought warpage. So let's take those three steps. Concentrating your attention to be able to create your own thoughts. Most of us walk through life victims of habitual thought. They're not even our thoughts. They are handed to us from other people. Ideas, assumptions, beliefs, religious beliefs, political beliefs, beliefs about relationships, assumptions about how other people should behave. These things are all programmed into our subconscious, and we live our lives through them. Those thoughts are not forged thoughts. We did not create them. They were handed to us. Concentrating your attention on the ability to create your own thoughts is the same as totally reconditioning and rebuilding your own subconscious. So, in doing this, what you're looking to do is to defy the mental habits that already exist in your mind, and you're going to create your own thoughts. Now, but is that enough? No, that's not enough. The next thing you're going to need to be able to do is to hold on to those thoughts. How many times have you had an idea only to forget it before the day is up? How many times have you set goals and intentions or went on a diet or decided that you're going to treat people in a better way only to fall back on the same habits that you've always had? You've got to be able to hold these things on the stage of your mind, and there's many techniques for doing that. And, of course, I can't remember right now if it was last week or the week before I gave you a bunch of ideas on how to help recondition your subconscious mind so that it makes it easier for you to hold on to the thoughts that you create. Because you already have a mind that naturally shifts from moment to moment, when you create an idea, you are at high risk of having that idea wiped away. So you use techniques to make sure it doesn't get wiped away. Some people will bring up a particular idea, and they will stand there, and they will recreate an emotion to attach to that idea. It's done in neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. It's done in neuro-associative conditioning, NAC, where a person will say, okay, I have a particular goal. I'm going to think of it now, but I'm also going to bring up a very, very intense feeling of determination and resolve so that it sticks. And they will sit there for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and they will just send themselves into a frenzy while they hold on to this idea. It's hard to forget an idea when you match that much emotion with it. But it's something you have to do every day. You have to condition that. Well, when you're conditioning it in that way, you're still subject to thought warpage. Because once you're done with that intensity, you still have to work out the rest of your day. Now, if you, instead of going through that type of routine and deciding to yourself, you know what, here's what I'm going to do, I'm going to find a way to constantly remind myself throughout the day that this is my important thing, well, that gives you an advantage. I'll tell you some of the tools I initially used back in the past. I actually would take my screensaver on my computer, and I would type out the goal on my screensaver, and whenever I left my computer and went to sit back down, the objective would be flashing across my screen. I would take notes, I'd put it in my wallet, I'd put it in my pocket, I'd slap it up on a mirror. I told a lady a couple of weeks ago who wants to get down to a particular weight, a weight that she's failed to reach over and over and over again. I told her, you know what your deal is? You're losing track. You're not remembering the thing you want. You only remember it when you find yourself disappointed, and then you're frustrated and you're trying to figure out what to do next. No, the thing to do is to simply never forget. And you don't have to be superhuman for this. All you have to do is to constantly remind yourself. And you have to constantly remind yourself to constantly remind yourself. Isn't that kind of strange? But that's the way thought warpage works. You must constantly even remind yourself to remind yourself. So, particular tactics, again, notes in the wallet. But here's the one that I told her, and this is the one that I've used even in the recent past that's very, very powerful. I'll take a stone, a smooth, polished stone, and I may have given an example of this in an exercise. I know it's an exercise that's in the neurosculpting system. And I would write out a single word that represents the thing itself. And I would, in a waterproof marker, I would put it on the stone. And I would carry that stone around with me all day, and I would never set it down. If I absolutely had to, I would simply put it in my pocket. I'd eat with it. I'd find a way to sleep with it. I'd put it in my pajama pants pocket. If I showered with it, I'd just hold it in my hand and just have to find a way to work around it. The fact of doing that, it does something to your subconscious mind. It improves your memory to be able to even remember that you need to be thinking about the thing. And that's just one technique. There are many things you can do. You can engage in hypnosis. If you can master the art of self-hypnosis, you can constantly remind yourself day after day and reprogram your subconscious mind to remind you day after day. If you can find a way to get your subconscious mind to be your ally so that it reminds you, so that it continues to pump the idea, pump the thought back to the stage of your mind in defiance of all of the things to where the voice in your head is not hindering you, is not inhibiting you, it's constantly hassling you about the thing you want, then you've got the best advantage on earth. So you've got to be able to concentrate your attention to hold that thought. Do whatever you've got to do to make sure that the thought does not fade away. You must get this ability. You must develop the ability to concentrate on the thought in defiance of all else. And sometimes, folks, you've got to get away from people who are distracting you from being able to do that. I'll tell you, I am a merciless human being when it comes to that. I will drop a bad influence like a hot potato in a heartbeat. I've learned this because I've wasted my time hanging around people who are simply intending to go nowhere in life, or especially people who are intending to take you off course for their own selfish reasons. Do whatever you've got to do to be able to hold on to that thought, to be able to concentrate on it. Now, your solutions for against the problem of thought warpage is simple. You've got to develop the ability to concentrate. You've got to develop the ability to concentrate on a thought that you develop. You've got to concentrate on the ability to hold a thought that you develop. And you must do this because that is the path to mental focus. Listen to last week's program. Listen to the program before that. It's all about mental focus, the path to mental focus. You've got to be able to control your attention. You've got to be able to control your thoughts. Again, I've already done the show on attention. I'll do thought control again next week, and you can look in the archive and find that information. And you've got to be able to control and master the problem of thought warpage. If you can learn to control your attention, if you can learn to control your thoughts, if you can be able to create a thought and hold on to a thought and concentrate on it so that you actually, all your actions and your impulses flow from that, then you will have thought warpage licked. Now, how do you begin your training? Here's what I want you to do. I started promoting this last week, and so I'm going to promote it this week. I have a free 7-day brain training course that'll get you started. All you have to do is go to www.neurosculpting.com, neuro-sculpting.com. Look up top, you'll see a tab called for a free 7-day training course. Click on the tab, you'll see a video there. It's called 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness. Just pop in your email address, you'll get the course. Not only will you get 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness, you'll also get a complimentary bonus gift of the power of concentration. Along with those, you have the ability to listen to the show, call in, ask questions about the training itself, and you'll have the ability to contact me at neurosculpting.com if you have any questions on the training. But 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness will get you started on the basic skills that you need to be able to defeat the problem of thought warpage. You'll be able to concentrate your attention from a basic level. And to tell you that, I got to tell you, once you learn the skills, you can take it on your own. My purpose is to help you go from a basic level to an advanced level so that you can apply everything you learn to your goals. My only real benefit as a mental fitness trainer, once you learn those basic skills, is to help you apply them to your goals, because that is the most difficult thing. I've said over and over again, what I tell you is just the map, and the map is not the territory. The real territory is as you're acquiring those skills and the questions pop up, okay, I'm developing the ability to hold my attention onto a single thing for more than 10 minutes, which is better than most people. Now, what do I do with that? How do I apply that to my job? How do I apply that to my career? How do I apply that to the classroom? And anybody who speaks with me can tell you, that's where I come in. That's where I actually give you the ability to translate those new skills into the successful achievement of your goals. So go to www.neurosculpting.com, neuro-sculpting.com. Get that free course, 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness. When you get it, go through it, listen to the radio show program, ask me any questions you need. When you want more advanced training, when you want more one-on-one attention, then you go to the NeuroSculpting Training Studio and you can become an actual subscriber to the NeuroSculpting Training Program, where you'll have infinitely more information, infinitely more help, and you'll be able to get to talk to me directly. It's because I'm the one who actually gets you hooked up to your training program, helps you set your training goals, and then I check in with you to make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do. So now, you know that the main problem that throws you off course is thought warpage. I know you probably thought in the past, the reason that I can't get to this in a straight line is because of the people I hang around with, or because I've got a particular job already, or because I'm in school, or because of this or that. That is not your problem. your real problem is your inability to stay focused on a single thing for a particular amount of time that you need to. Your real problem is the fact that when you have an idea, it is replaced by the exact opposite thought that inhibits you from carrying out that idea. Your real problem is your inability to hold a thought, an emotion, a feeling, a particular mindset on the stage of your conscious awareness for a particular amount of time. Your real thought is the fact that you're not aware of the problem of a shifting mindset from moment to moment. The first thing you need to do is become aware. You do that by learning to control your attention so that you are actually paying attention to what's happening on the stage of your mind. The second thing you're going to need to do is to be able to forge your own thoughts. Not just say, okay, hey, I got an idea, but you're going to literally turn your attention onto that idea. You're going to figure it out somehow. You're going to do research. You're going to contemplate. You're going to ask people. You're going to go places. You're going to be mentored by someone. You're going to have the guts to just walk into an office and say, hey, man, I need your help. This is how you're going to hold on to the thought. You're going to make it a part of who you are. That's the way to get that done. And when you're able to actually control your attention so that you can direct it onto the thought, so that you can hold the thought onto the stage of your mind, your emotions will naturally flow from that. The emotions that have you procrastinating, that have you hesitating, that have you feeling obligated to do things that have nothing to do with your goals, these emotions all spring from thoughts that have nothing to do with your goals. When all you're thinking about is the goal itself, the only emotions you're going to have are the ones that support the goal itself. You're not going to have conflicting emotions because you're not going to have conflicting thoughts. You're not going to engage in conflicting actions because your congruent thoughts, which spur congruent emotions, cause you to want to do only the things that are associated with the emotions and the thoughts that you're having. So your impulses will align with your emotions, which align with your thoughts, which are aligned because you trained yourself to be able to pay attention and to be able to excavate the thoughts that you need, to be able to forge the thoughts that are going to take you in the direction that you want. Because your attention is very well developed, you're going to be aware of any conflicting thoughts and any conflicting emotions, and then you guess what you're going to do? You're going to redirect your attention where it's supposed to go. If you forget, you'll catch yourself. You'll catch yourself because your awareness has been developed. That's the one thing you want. You want the habit of catching yourself because, remember, it's natural for the mind to wander, for attention to wander, for thoughts to change from moment to moment. But when you have awareness, you can go against that grain. So 7 days to better brain fitness will get you started on that direction. You can always join the studio to get more advanced and more one-on-one and more personal training. And again, if you have any questions, make sure to give me a call at the Neurosculpting Training Studio hotline, 904-638-3851. And of course, you can always email me at trainer, that's T-R-A-I-N-E-R, at neurosculpting.com. And I'll be sure to get back with you as soon as I can. I get a lot of email, I know, but anybody can tell you I get back with you, and I don't just get back with you with a short excerpt or ask you to buy any products of mine. I actually give you the answer you need, and that answer sometimes is, okay, I'm going to give you this information, but I need you to go sign up for 7 days to better brain fitness. Or if I think your problem is intense enough, sometime I'll simply suggest that you join the studio, because then I can talk to you directly, and then I can help you out. So I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in to the Mental Power Hour. Remember to check on next week's show. We'll talk about controlling thoughts for achieving success and living the higher life. This is T. LeVon Lawrence talking from Everett, Washington, where I'm visiting just north of Seattle, just hanging out with my brother. The next week's show may be at the library. I do not know if I'm still in Seattle or if I'm heading down to L.A. It'll be broadcast from Los Angeles. But if you have any questions, again, about any of the topics on our program, you can contact me directly by email or just call the hotline. Don't forget, we've got a great archive of shows on all these topics that you can listen to, and I thank you for tuning in to the Mental Power Hour.